Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
This is the Dr. Cappuccino Show, and I'm pretty sure you've been waiting all week to hear something that's going to give you some good advice on how to live your life for the sake of others. You know, many are taking their lives. They're taking the lives of their family. They're taking the lives of their pets. And they're just saying, you know what? I'm checking out of here because life is not living. But guess what? We have footmen to the rescue. We're going to talk today about a program on the Dr. Cappuccino Show that's going to help you come up out of the rut, stay out the rut, and not get back in the rut. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's raining out here. It's pouring down. If it was snow territory, the snow would be 10 foot deep. It's really messy outside. But we're going to talk to you about clearing up a mess on the inside of others that really don't care about living. And we found out already through our life that looking out for others, that's fortunate, is always a great gift to neighborhoods, communities, and schools. What's going on? What has happened? Why all this chaos in the world? You know why? Because it's because many have lost their way in life and they feel abandoned and neglected. Well, Footmen to the Rescue, the National Platform for Peace, has a simple philosophy. Care for others and assist others, and the world will be a better place. You don't have to pray for that. You don't have to shell out a lot of money for that. You don't have to give your life for that. Just know that if you really care about others and their welfare, this world really will be a better place. It's going to become one. And now the International Platform for Peace is in operations to work while it is day in assisting communities and helping and supporting each other through people like you. And also another very famous man, Colonel William Harrison. You know, he's been with us every week on the show. And you know what? I get sad when he's not. So, Colonel Harrison, are you with us again this morning?
Yes, I am, Dr. Cappuccino. Good morning to you and the listening audience, thank you again for the invitation, and top of the morning to you.
Oh, good morning to you, too, and all of you who have decided to get up out of that bed, turn that radio on, turn your TV on, because I'm hearing you can get Blog Talk ready through the Internet, through TV. So, hey, welcome aboard. Dr. William Colonel Harrison, what is Footmen to the Rescue? Let's talk about why the International Platform for Peace made the decision to form Foot to the Rescue in lieu of everything going on in the world. Give us a little bit of information about that.
Yes, Dr. Cappuccino. The Footmen to the Rescue concept is a concept that the International Platform for Peace Executive Board thought of, and it's an outreach program that goes out into the community, identify people in the community that will be supportive of peace, faith, and family to help build a nucleus. It works almost under the same concept as door-to-door knocking for candidates running for local, county, state, and national elected offices, where we identify people who are interested, want to help make a difference in their neighborhood, their community, within their family, within their church environment. And once we get enough people to do that and get them working together and interacting with people and being concerned about people and their welfare, find out who needs assistance. We also offer make referrals for assistance. Also, we're able to advocate for them through prayer, as well as referring them to various social community-based programs and any local government programs may be available to assist them. So it covers a multitude of things and it runs the gamut. But it's a community outreach program using people to help people.
Very good. You really summed that up, and I'm sure our political, civic, social leaders would be very proud of that because, you know, when you talk about footmen to the rescue, number one, that's men and women on the ground. Feet, meaning their feet, their boots, sandals, whichever they have on their feet, it's to the ground, to the rescued, meaning that they know something is going on in their neighborhoods, in their communities, and they know that it is at such a point that a rescue is needed. A man sitting on the couch eating potato chips doesn't need to be rescued. Someone walking around dancing to all kind of music in that connotation doesn't need to be rescued. We're talking about people that have lost their way and have decided that they might want to kill themselves, kill someone else, go out in the community and shoot up 25 people. That is what Footmen to the Rescue is about. And I'm so happy that you mentioned people in the neighborhood taking an interest. We know the politicians are busy. They're not going to get out on a rescue mission. When they put that money on the table out there for the city council to use for different areas, here we have a city council of, I think, 12, and each one has a district, and each one has the information and the wherewithal to help in that district on a political, with policies, city-state policies. Women to the Rescue doesn't have any policies. This is a group that has come together, and we're calling out for volunteers that want to actually go door to door in their community. Some might want to sit at home on the internet, no problem. But when we're talking about footmen, that means people on the ground, foot feet on the ground, going about in the neighborhood, even if they don't go door to door. If they're just walking through the neighborhood, if they're walking and watching to see what might be amiss in that neighborhood or in that community at large. So potential footmen, we're not calling you just to come out and meet and drink some coffee and talk. We're calling you together with assignments. You know, some people are on the wrong assignment with the wrong alignment, but Footmen to the Rescue is putting men and women on the ground, not trying to seek any approval. You don't need approval to save a man's life. You don't need any approval to save a woman engulfed in domestic violence. You don't need any kind of approval to help a child that you know is being beaten every day, every night, and you're hearing the cry. You don't need an approval for that. Footmen to the Rescue are men and women, finally, once and for all, that are interested in those in the community, in their neighborhood, in their city, in their state, that are less fortunate, that do not have what they need, are on the way to Suicide Valley, don't know what a way out of life is. And the only way, God help us all, the only way that's going to happen is if you are out there in their faith. You've got to be in their faith. And that's why most Christians, I don't know about other religious organizations, but most Christians are out there in the streets. I will never forget, and I know, Colonel, you were involved in the march. We had people sending pictures during our latest World Peace March, sending pictures once they got out there and started marching at the same time on Saturday day that we did. One woman sent a picture of her in knee-deep snow holding an American flag. And we all marveled at that because we said, now here's a woman, and she was seemed to be in her late 50s or 60s. She's out there in the snow. She's out there marching in the snow. It's come to that now. It's all right to get comfortable in your home, your synagogue, your church, or wherever. But if you're not out there under the banner of the Footmen to the Rescue, you're not doing anything. You're talking loud, you're not doing anything. You know, I just heard this week that there's a radio commentary that said people aren't listening anymore. They're watching. They don't want to hear anything anymore. They're watching. They don't care what you're talking about. They're watching. What exactly are you doing to help one another? You can talk all you want. They can get on the internet, TV, and hear people all the time talking. But to the rescue means you got to get up and get out of there, like our sage did. He went into the marketplaces. Now, I don't know what he would have done if they had a radio or TV, but it says he went into the marketplaces and the highways and byways. Highways and byways were thieves, castaways, diseased people, lepers. I mean, the worst of the worst were in and on highways leading to byways. Nothing good but the human breath was existent in the highways and the byways. Killers, muggers,
rapists, prostitutes, all manner of evil was on the highways and byways. So I'm not even talking about, and I know Colonel is in agreement with this, I'm not talking about footmen to the rescue, just going knocking on a door. Hey, I did something similar for almost 20-some-odd years, and you never know who's behind that door. You better be ready with some kind of statement. When that door opens, you don't know who it is. You don't know if they're going to open it and shoot you in your face. That is, you talk about witnessing. You're talking about going out, sharing and showing, showing and sharing. I tell you what, only the people that are real are going to do it, and that really should be how the wheat is sifted from those tares. So right now we're talking about footmen to the rescue, okay? We're back to this topic. What are we rescuing people from, Colonel? Because if we're going out here putting our life on the line, we know a rescue mission means potential death. What are we out here to rescue those from?
We're rescuing them from self-destruction, Dr. Capitina, audience self-destruction meaning, from possible potential committing suicide, rescuing them from maybe not only some type of depression, but rescuing them from a feeling of lack of love, a lack of value, a lack of importance, and a lack of significance. People need to feel valued. We are our brother's keeper, and this program touches people in a personal way and let them know that we care for them, we value them, we love them, we want to help them, assist them. So no man, no woman is an island, and no one is left behind. So we have gotten away from that, and we have lost that which we used to have through the local community-based church and community-based social agencies and organizations. So from To the Rescue, I try to touch people at the core and try to help meet them at their need so that they'll feel value and they can restore themselves, become restored, and contribute something to society, that gift or whatever it is that they possess within, to bring out their good and the value that's in them, to let them know they're worthy of love, they're worthy of consideration, and they're worthy of contributing something to the society.
My goodness, I wish I would have taken that. I'm writing so fast, you know, my hand is shaking. Everything you just said, we're going to make sure this morning that it goes on the International Platform for Peace. The call letter for the website is www.IP4peace.org. I'm just so enthralled. You know, my heart is jumping because everything you said was right on target. When people don't feel valued, when they don't feel loved, when they don't know how to summon up the gift that everyone has gotten. The God of the universe has given everyone gifts. And why am I talking about the God of the universe? Well, because the Bible says that he is the creator. The Bible is one of the oldest books laying around that was said to be an inspiration as for it's being written. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to make sure that if we're going to be guided by higher power and higher force, it's got to be the right one. So anytime a person is, you know, amiss on saying, well, you know what, you know, I'm not my brother's keeper. You know, I don't care what happens to him. I don't know him. I have no idea where it came from. I don't know if he cares about me. I honestly don't know. Well, I tell you what, the wolf is at the door. The people that we don't look out for today is going to be wandering the streets trying to kill us the next day. It's true. It's part of prophecy. It's going to happen. So I think in order to do an effective pushback, number one. Number two, let the Creator see that we're working for him. And my dad always said, you work for God. God's going to pay. Don't look for man to write that paycheck. I used to tell someone, I don't want man's paycheck. I want what the Creator has to offer. So with that being said, I want to scoot on back over here to the personality and character of the footman. We're looking for people that care about others. We're looking for people that don't mind even putting their life on the line, like our Jesus Christ did. Now, I'm missing Jesus Christ. You don't want to hear it hang up. I'm missing Jesus Christ because the scripture says that he's the Son of God and that he gave his life so that others might live. Oh, wow. We're not asking the footman to give their life, but you know what? Things happen. You know what? So it is. So be it. As it is above, so it is below. So we're looking for men and women that might have an hour a week to come together with a heart and a mind, even if it's one person. You know, just your presence standing on the street corner holding a Bible. Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay. That says a lot. In some countries, you can't even have a Bible. You can't even go about preaching. In China, all the home house churches are being shut down. And you see what they're doing. They're trying to take over the world economically and materially. It's all in the news every day. Then Cuba, Russia. We don't care about that. We care about the man next door. We care about after looking in the mirror, judging ourselves for who we are, whether or not we really care about others, and then getting out there in some way, form, or fashion to assist. So come Monday, if anyone goes on the website, www.ipforpeace.org, they're going to see a checklist there, and they're going to see some of these words, Colonel, because you hit it on the nail. People that don't feel valued will do anything. People that don't feel that they're loved, they will do anything. They will say anything. People that don't feel like their life is worth living, who cares? No one cares about them. In their eyes, they will do anything. Colonel Harrison, so I've already just talked about the character of the footman. Do you think our world can really benefit from men or women really reaching out there, not begging the politicians for a dime to do it, not looking around trying to get some grants to hold your brother up? Do you really honestly think that this is a good opportunity for people to show they care about others?
Absolutely, Doc. Fully in support of the concept of the International Platform for Peace, Footmen to the Rescue, because there's a scripture that says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. And so if you truly value someone, you love them, you care for them, you're concerned about their welfare, you may not have to literally lay down your life, but are you willing to sacrifice, provide them with clothes, with food, with shelter, and additional resources? The concept behind Footmen to the Rescue comes out of an age-old community-based church philosophy. It began years gone by where the community-based church, without regard to whatever denomination it may have been, would provide clothes, food, shelter. It was a center. It was a hub for people in the community who were poor and didn't have a lot of resources to come to the church, and they could get the resources that they needed. And then families, a multitude of families lived together. And so there was a commune of people, commune of support, commune of help, commune of love. And at the core of that was the cornerstone was a community-based church. And so we've gotten away from that. We've started depending upon social programs, the government system and all of that. We have to help ourselves. The only one can help us is us. Without regards to race, color, nationality, or creed, people have to help people, and we can do it because there's enough people that have resources that can help share with others, that can help better society and turn this thing around again.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Colonel Dr. William Harrison. You know what? This thing, TCNG, this thing really, truly needs to be turned around. It needs to be turned around because, you know what? You find a community that doesn't care about each other. You find rottenness in that community. You find all manner of vice. You find all manner of evil. You find all manner of disgrace. You honestly do. And then no one wants to fund that community. No one wants to bring money into that community. No one wants to bring any higher standard of living in that community. In fact, sooner or later, that entire community is written off, and it's a place of death at its best. But I want to talk about the church community. You know, we always go back to this. There's a lot of churches here in L.A., as you probably have heard, that have shut down. There's a lot of churches that have been turned into private homes, drug dens, houses of prostitution, It is awful. Now, it's while it is not our job to go and talk to pastors and tell them what they should or should not do, I feel it's our job. If they have parishioners sitting around in their churches for years that they've lost their way, that we can offer them help as well. And you know why I'm saying that? Because, and you know, we kind of wandered into the Bible territory again. The scriptures have admonished those that are in charge of the inspirational writing, those in charge that claim that they have been charged by the Creator to do what? Preach the word, teach the word. His son said in Matthew 28, upon his ascension, go ye therefore into the uttermost parts, uttermost, don't go around the corner, but go into the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, how do you do it? Well, right now we got the internet. We have all of these internet accounts, so we can reach out there. I saw a picture over in Africa where there was nothing but dry Saharan desert, and a tall man looked hungry, was standing there with a cell phone. So we can go ye therefore, we can ride on the back of that admonition to go ye therefore by internet, TV, cell phone. But the best way to do it is on foot. People will take a picture of someone doing a good deed, and within hours it can go viral. So we cannot discount going out. Go ye therefore. If it's pouring down, raining, put on 3 raincoats, 3 hats. I mean, people would rather see a sermon, you know, with their eyes rather than hear one. So I don't think that while and I just said it, many of our institutions that was given this command, this demand to go out there, go out, that you know, go ye therefore. We can't argue it enough. There's no sugarcoating that or trying to say it's just something else. It means get up and go. You know, if you want to drive your car around through a neighborhood, you know, you could put signs on your car. You could put a big planner on your side. Nobody can tell you what to put on top of your car. Jesus says you can put on, whether you believe it or not, if the scripture says it, oh, well, you can say something like that. You could say footman to the rescue. Well, people are going to say, oh, rescue? Well, oh, really? From what? You have people that you may not even know exist that are watching you every day. Somehow that actually happens. I know I put up some postings, and all kind of people are posting all over the world about the post, especially here in America. They're talking about words and statements, the platform for peace. They're talking about my mother's institutional foundation. They're saying a lot of everything. And it's scary. It was so scary. Oh, I don't think I'm going to get on there today. You know, because you got to get on there. You got to read what people are saying, and some people tagging photos and all kinds of stuff is on there. So you never know. So you can become your own footman. But I'm thinking right now, since you, Colonel Harrison, you have a ministry base, you might want to think about using that as a footman to the rescue base one. You know, we could call these bases, you know, like military base, because I think Paul did say you better get that armor on. You better put on that armor. You can set up there, exactly need armor. But if you're out there as a footman, I think Paul was not talking about arm-to-arm combat. He was talking about fighting spirits and all kinds of things and wicked spirits in high places. That we need to talk about, too, in our footman admonition meeting. But when he said put on the armor, you're getting ready to fight. You're not getting ready to go get a piece of apple pie and lay on the couch. He said put on that whole armor, meaning you're getting, hey, you're out there. He was talking about on foot. He wasn't talking about driving in a car or hiding up in some building. When he said put on the armor, you need armor on the outside. You don't need it on the inside anywhere, because you're going out there and combat, and you may not come back. So this footman to the rescue. Dr. Harrison, so you're saying that this is a great idea for the Platform for Peace and mobilizing, getting the interest out. If these people never get out there 1 hour, at least they know there's something available. We're going to fight for you in that spiritual armor. We're going to come into your home. We're going to come into your office, your business. We're going to hang around the street corner. We're going to be found just standing on the street. You never do nothing else. Get a scripture, get something, get a banner, get a sign. Stand on the street corner, just stand there. Stand there. Put me to the rescue. Are you in need of rescue? You know, if you get a march going, you can do something like that. Are there any other ideas that these footmen to the rescue can incorporate in their life-saving mission, Colonel Dr. Hessen?
Yes, the other component of the footmen to the rescue, Dr. Capitino, and time won't permit today. Perhaps we can expand more tomorrow, more next Saturday on it, is prayer tents. We have provisions for prayer tents as well, and that's a component of the footmen so that we can help people who need to be uplifted, people who's experiencing despair. Prayer changes things. Prayer helps to help to restore people. It helps to sustain people. So the other component of it is the prayer tents, and certainly we can probably get into it more next week if you so decide. That would be a good agenda item, Dr. Capitino.
Oh, my goodness, I think it honestly will, because, you know, you certainly need some armor hanging around prayer tents, because you're going to probably have people come up that are demon-possessed. They're probably going to bring children there for prayer that are demon-possessed or some form of possession. People that come for prayer got problems, all kind of sickness, unto almost death. I mean, they're going to be coming to these tents of prayer with all manner of evil, and whoever's standing behind the tent has got to recognize that and be ready to help. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a demon-possessed person might come up and try and tear the tent down. You never know, you know, bringing a cameraman, going to stir up trouble just to get it on camera. That's going to be a big jump. And while we're talking about the prayer tent, we are also looking for people that want to give up 2 hours on a Saturday to come man a prayer tent. If they want to set up a prayer tent in their backyard, front yard, we're certainly looking for you as a candidate. If a person wants to use their church parking lot to set up a tent of prayer, that certainly will work, because right now all across America, churches are opening up and worship their sanctuaries, their pews for people to sleep. During the night, and San Francisco, of all places, all cities, are taking the lead doing that. They're calling these churches on the carpet. You've been running around for centuries. You see what has happened, especially with DOMA. Most of the clergy got blindsided that the Supreme Court would pass that. They had no representatives, local representatives, state reps, nationwide reps. They had nothing. And by landslide, the alternative community groups got the same-sex marriage bill passed, and now they want to talk. Too late, buddies. Too late, brothers. You're too late. Too late. Too little, too late. And so now we have a chance through the tents of prayer, and I like that idea, to actually get a movement going. If one tent of prayer has a picture been taken, that up and go viral. Well, Colonel Hessen, as you stated, next week we're going to be approaching other ideologies for our tents of prayers. Thank you so much for coming on board. You're always the truth. You have such a heavenly voice. I mean, you know what? If I was angry and mad and going mad, you know, would you have a voice that's so comforting? And I bless the God of the universe for you. Tune in next week to the Dr. Capitino Show. We're going to be talking about tents of prayer. We're going to be talking Colonel William Harrison's book on chaos and how to avoid it and what to do if you're caught up in it. We're also going to be talking about how you, as a footman to the rescue, can go ye therefore and stay safe and sound. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Capitino Show. See you next week, next Saturday. God loves you. We love you. Don't talk about God. Don't try to say he's dead. He's doing something. You're just not in the right frame of mind to receive it. We'll talk to you next week on the Dr. Capitino Show. Have a great weekend.